basically add $300 million more to the $569 that is currently in the budget for sales. I've talked to Charlie Shelton about this. He believes the same thing. I can't say that the Chiefs will support this because actually at the moment it isn't. They aren't the ones standing in the way of these calculations. OEP has not yet recalculated based on some estimates we gave in September, and I don't know what the recalculations would show when they do it. I think we're going to have a hell of a time with the Congress. You know that better than I. I talked to Russell about the sale of copper, for example, a few weeks ago. He was strongly opposed to it, but I would strongly recommend to you add $300 million to the $569, go in with $869, and between now and the time of sale, we'll develop the rationale.
That's good. Now, what do you think about the thing today?
Well, the only reason I didn't give a recommendation when you asked was I didn't want them to hear what I would say if you might decide differently, and I didn't want to be on the opposite side from you. Well, it's Fred and I still favor doing nothing, as we initially recommended 3 or 4 weeks ago, but it'd be a hell of a political crisis for you if you did nothing. The forces pushing you to do something are very, very strong indeed. But I myself agree fully with Killian and the science advisors. I don't think we'll buy anything for going ahead. But if we're to go ahead, then I think the best thing to do is the thin system. Now, when you can get the contractor whose profit is at stake here to say, in effect, they think you should do nothing, you know that that's probably the best course of action. And at least some of the contractors, key executives, believe that. I didn't press them all because I didn't want to hear it from them, as a matter of fact. But they all opposed going ahead the Chief's way. They all opposed trying to build a defense against the Soviets.
Now, who are they?
Capel, Fred Capel, Jim Fisk, Romney's the new man that took Capel's place, and Gorham, the president of Western Electric. Without any qualification, they all opposed. Now, as I say, I've never had a contractor with as much integrity or honesty in a situation as they displayed down here about 2 weeks ago when I had them all down. They have worked out this thin system, though, which is why I had them down here, on what I would call the optimum basis, and they can fully support it, both as to its technical capability, as to the proper time schedule of actions, the amount of money we have in there, and as to what it will accomplish in terms of protection against the Chinese, protection of our offensive weapons systems, and so on.
But you don't think that's worth the price?
Well, to be absolutely honest with you, Mr. President, I don't. But you might have to get a new Secretary of Defense if I went up with nothing. They'd just absolutely crucify me
You're worth more than four.
No. But I'm perfectly willing to do that because I feel that it's wrong. If I honestly felt, Mr. President, you could stop at $4 billion, I'd be more enthusiastic about it. But I
don't see how you're going to stop without it. That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, I think you're probably right.
I think that's the most attractive part.
Mr. President, I understand that, and that's why I had this in my hip pocket. Si and I talked about this. We both understand that you might not be able to hold a nothing, and if you didn't hold a nothing, they might push you into the $20 billion or the $40 billion system. There's a real possibility of that.
What are the proponents going to say?
The proponents of a thin system or a heavy system?
No, the heavy.
Oh, they'll say that. They'll make all the demagogic arguments. You're not.
No, I mean though, when we make the other decision.
Oh, when we go to the thin.
Right.
They're going to say it's worse than nothing at all.
Are they?
Yeah, sure. We're going to get it from both sides this way. Now, the Chiefs, you see, will go up and say this is a first step.
Well, that's what I mean. How will they regard my decision? Is it pussyfooting one?
The Chiefs?
Yeah.
No, the Chiefs will support it. I just rode back with Buzz.
They're off.
Yeah.
On a slow, cautious.
Slow, cautious buildup. That this is the first step. And that's the great danger of the new system, that it will be a first step toward a heavy system that won't buy you a damn thing.
Well, wouldn't it if you could bring the other side around?
Gee, I don't think so, Mr. President.
No, I'm talking about the adversaries.
Oh, you mean if you didn't do anything?
Now, if we started on this and got an agreement.
Oh, yes. There's a real possibility of that, Mr. President.
That's the only attractive thing about it.
A real possibility. I mean, I've talked.
What do you think about? Is it too non-committal to put it into contingencies coverage? It's a big amount to do that.
You can't do that.
And
it would all come out. You know, the hearings are going to go on for days on this subject. We couldn't fight it.
And say that we're trying to negotiate it out? I mean, just not make the... Not to throw the red flag down, but just say that we want to have this available if the other side is unreasonable and won't listen. And we'll have it in the contingency and then send our...
I don't think so, Mr. President, because... what we're proposing isn't designed to protect against the Soviets anyhow.
No, but we could say to them that here's what we're planning to do, and this is the very first step, and this is the minimum, and you got to hold on to your hat. If you can't do something, we both are off to the races.
I think you're better off on that basis to go ahead with the thin system, just as that memo proposes it, and then try to negotiate with the Soviets, and I think there's a chance you could negotiate something, and before you actually got started on the thin system, you could review your negotiations.
Who's doing that? Who's doing that for us?
Tommy Thompson and Dean. And I personally have talked to Tommy at great length about it, called you that day and got permission for him to see the debris, and he did. The debris came back. Tommy talked to him a day or two ago, and the debris said, in effect, they spent considerable time with Kosygin talking about our ABM negotiation proposal, and that they are drafting a reply, and he said that he couldn't give a final word on it. It isn't final, but he thinks it'll be favorable. Now, by this, he didn't mean that they had agreed to stop or anything. He just meant that they would be interested to talk. And he said, what do you think? He said to Tommy, what do you think some reasonable limitation would be? What are you planning to do, you, the U.S.? And Thompson said, what are you planning to do? And
broke up the ball.
No, DeBrinen gave him a fair amount of information.
Mm.
And it was from that, in part, that I got my theory that they're protecting Moscow or planning on protecting Moscow only as a symbol of all of Russia. And that this Talon system probably is not an ABM system. And that after Moscow, they might protect Leningrad and Kiev and a few other major centers, but that they didn't have any intention of a wide-scale deployment. And therefore, it might be fairly simple to negotiate a limitation with them if we were willing to limit to something like Moscow. So I think there's a real possibility here of fruitful discussions.
Okay, much obliged, and I'll talk to you. So what it adds up to then is that you're against contingencies.
I don't think
that works. And you would really... if you were in my position, you'd do nothing.
I guess, Mr. President, what I mean to say is I'd go down fighting, and I'm damn sure I'd go down. A lot easier for me to say that.
What do you think that's wiser for us to do?
Well, I don't know. What I would really do, if we were going to do nothing, Mr. President, we ought to mount a tremendous publicity campaign. We'd have to get editors in here, and public opinion leaders, scientists, just really go before the public with a full-scale discussion of this. Try to build up enough support to oppose the Rivers and the Russells and some of the others.
By the way, he wants to see me before
I
close up my budget.
I sure hope you can. Well, I wouldn't worry about seeing him before you close your budget, but I sure hope you can see him for a few minutes before the session opens. He's just going to tear us apart this year.
And what's he going to do? What's he going to want to say to me about?
Well, what he wants to tell you is we ought to go all the way on nuclear power for surface ships, and you ought to increase the bombing of North Vietnam, and just a lot of other things. You ought to push ahead on a new manned bomber, and push ahead on the ABM, and push ahead on new air defense. And so
are your other fellows reconciled to their appeals?
Pardon me?
Are your chiefs reconciled to their appeals?
Oh, yeah, I would say there's no great emotional feeling that they ought to have more. I think they feel, first, they've had a good hearing. Secondly, that the decisions are not bad. But on these emotional issues, the manned bomber and the nuclear power for frigates, when the chiefs get before the Congress, and the Congress says to them, "Now, surely, Mr. Chief, you're a man, not a mouse, and you surely fought for what you believe is right. Don't you think that nuclear power for frigates is right?" They're going to say yes. But they are also going to say that
except for these items, that they feel is good.
Yeah, no question about that.
Yeah, we had a pretty good statement last year. Did we get as good one this year out of it?
No. Other than
what I got out,
what you got out of at the ranch. That's right. That's the best statement. We wrote that down. We've got it. I'm going to repeat it.
Okay, Bob. Thanks.